So next up, we have C-PACE financing, and our speakers are Glenn Silva and Mansoor Ghori. Mansoor Ghori is, did I say that right?
Close. Mansoor, but yeah, you're good.
Mansoor is the CEO and board member of Petros PACE Finance. He leads credit underwriting and business development and is chairman of the investment committee. He is integral to underwriting and structuring transactions, leveraging his 30-plus years of experience in structured finance. And Glenn is the COO of Lone Star PACE, in charge of day-to-day operations. Glenn has over 35 years in the real estate industry. He holds the CRE Counselor of Real Estate designation, is an MAI member of the Appraisal Institute, and is a certified general real estate appraiser in Texas. So I'm sure they're gonna give us an intriguing presentation about C-PACE financing, because I know a lot of lenders still don't like C-PACE financing, so.
We're gonna change that. Don't worry.
They're opening up to it.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. How are y'all? First question, how many of you know anything about C-PACE? Raise your hands. That sets a tone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. So a little bit about us, but let me get back to PACE. C-PACE, or Commercial Property Assessed Clean Energy Financing, that's all you need to take away from this session today. It is another option of financing to put in the capital stack, and it is really done well because of there are several things that I'm sure Mansoor will discuss, but it is you can go up to 25% of the capital stack. And let me back up. PACE was enacted in Texas in 2013. Governor Rick Perry wanted to find a way to sort of incentivize developers and owners of commercial real estate to incorporate sustainability. And they wanted to do it with a carrot approach and not a stick approach. So they provided PACE as an option. So if you go above code in your municipality or your jurisdiction by 5-10%, you have access to this type of financing. So that's all you need to know about. There are several players in the PACE world. Lone Star PACE is an administrator for the program. What's that? Well, we interact with the cities and counties that actually adopt PACE. We're their arms and legs that actually help assist with the program. For instance, when Dallas County opted in, Collin County, we basically said, listen, you don't have to staff up. We're going to handle all the documentation, everything associated with the PACE requirements. So that's what we do. We work also with all the capital providers, including Petros and Mansoor's group, and we make sure that, one, the project qualifies, it meets the statutes. There are requirements in the statute that you have to abide by, but also there are what's called Keeping PACE in Texas guidelines, just guidelines to say, hey, you can do this, you can do that. Again, you can go up to 25% in the cap stack. And right now, that's what's happening with senior lenders pulling back from, say, 70%, 65% LTV or LTC, now at about 50. PACE is filling that gap very, very nicely. So we have seen an incredible growth. I'm sure y'all have as well. But it's all about demand. It's all about timing. And PACE has basically come of age. Well, what can you use PACE on? And I tell people, if it's private in nature, you can use PACE. PACE is not designed for any type of governmental or residential in Texas. So if it's a hotel, multifamily complex, retail center, we actually recently just closed on our first data center, which are a huge con they consume so much power and water. So that made it a very, very great asset class to tap into. What are you talking about in terms of energy upgrades, water upgrades? You can see the list there, but anything that can save on energy and water consumption will qualify for utilization of PACE. You know, We have a lot of people still immigrating into our great state of Texas.